A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome on in, Cougar Tracks Podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. I'm your BYU insider, Mitch Harper, and happy to have you on board to the podcast. Hope you're having a fantastic week. I know BYU basketball is now. Man, Caleb Lohner, it's official. He's officially a BYU Cougar. The speculation is over. Caleb Lohner is now a BYU Cougar, and we're breaking it down here on the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mitch_Harper, Mitch Harper KSL on Instagram, and hit us up on all the socials at KSL Sports to follow our brand Twitter accounts. Also, our social media accounts, excuse me. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Google Play, Spotify. Leave that 5-star rating and a review. So here's what we got on tap for today's podcast. Caleb Lohner reaction. Again, Caleb Lohner is officially a BYU Cougar. And then also coming up in the show, I'm going to play an interview I had with Cody Feger, BYU basketball assistant coach. Now, this interview took place before Caleb Lohner officially became announced with the BYU basketball program, but you can hear my conversation with Feger and how the expectations of BYU basketball are elevated, and they're still in a good spot, though, because there's still a big program in Gonzaga in the league. But nonetheless, exciting times for BYU basketball, and it's because of guys like Caleb Lohner now joining the program. Lohner turned to Twitter and social media on Friday night to announce that he's officially headed to BYU, and he wrote, quote, "Insanely excited to announce that I will be playing for BYU. So excited and blessed to be in the position I'm in today, ready to get to work. I am grateful to Mark Harlan and Coach Kriskoviak for their willingness to grant my release. I have a lot of respect for both of them," end quote. That's from Caleb Lohner. Mark Pope on the addition of Caleb Lohner now to his program. Quote, "Caleb Lohner is an incredibly talented young player with a ready-made college body, a deadly stroke, and intense competitiveness that will be a hallmark of his BYU career. He is going to bring a unique persona and swagger to Provo that will endear him to Cougar fans. Caleb has lofty aspirations for his basketball career and a steely determination." Gotta love that, Mark Pope. "That will help him reach those goals, with his teammates here at BYU," end quote. So Lohner, originally from the state of Texas, Flower Mound, Texas, Lohner played the last two seasons for Dave Evans at Wasatch Academy in Mount Pleasant, Utah, where he was a 4-star recruit according to ESPN.com. As a senior in 2019-20, the 6'9" forward helped lead the Tigers to a record of 27-2 while averaging 14.5 points, 5.8 rebounds, 1.7 assists, and 1.3 steals. Lohner, the story is well documented at this point because we've been talking about it for the last 3 weeks. But he was someone that was expected, or he was expecting himself to go to BYU. He was a BYU guy. And then when the coaching change happened, other schools got into the mix, and he ends up signing with Utah. He gets the national letter of intent released from that last week. And credit to Mark Harlan. I think it's notable that Lohner also mentioned that in his tweet. Credit Mark Harlan for getting this done for Caleb Lohner and really setting up the table for Lohner to go to BYU. And my assumption would be, not an assumption, but I mean, you look at it from the standpoint of Coach Kriskoviak. His history with the BYU-Utah rivalry, it's well documented. He canceled the game, had to pay $80,000 to get that game canceled. He's not a fan of the rivalry. He doesn't mince words about it. When asked about the rivalry and whether or not he'd like to play it, he kind of is just like, yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I don't think he really wants to deal with it and the headaches that maybe come with the game for him. I mean, keep in mind, they did win last year. But I think that without Larry Krysko or without Mark Harlan signing off on this, this could have been a situation where Lohner doesn't get released and it becomes a deal where he enrolls and then he goes into the transfer portal and then he has to sit out a year. Now Caleb Lohner can play this year. Caleb Lohner is in play this year for BYU. And man, he's a type of talent that has the ability maybe to be a starter for this BYU basketball team. Now, I think that's a little bit far-fetched, but hey, some national guys have put that out there. John Rothstein, it spreads. You know, John Rothstein, this is March. He tweets out early prediction on BYU's 2021 starting five, Brandon Averett, Alex Barcelo, Connor Harding, Caleb Lohner, Matt Harms. To me, I would go with Averett, Barcelo. I think I'm warming up again to Connor Harding just because of how much experience he has. Connor Harding, I still say Harms and Harward, but hey, there's a conversation to be had with Gavin Baxter to be in the mix. You can maybe have Richard Harward, Colby Lee. There's a lot of different guys. I mean, there's so much versatility in the program. And now Jesse Wade goes to a walk-on status. So BYU's got the 13 scholarships filled. That's taken care of. Jesse Wade's going to be on scholarship. They got Townsend Triple on scholar or on walk-on, excuse me, not scholarship. And then a kid by the name of Brandon War potentially as a walk-on as well. That's your roster. It's stacked. BYU is going to be in a good spot next year. I'm ready for some BYU hoops, baby. It's almost July, and I can't wait for some college basketball. Usually I'm amped up for college football, but I'm pretty pumped about college basketball season. Hopefully COVID-19 doesn't derail it. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be BYU's luck? One of these great recruiting halls that has an instant impact. It's not one of those recruiting classes where you're waiting 10 years. It felt like with the Lone Peak 3, BYU fans waited for 7 years for those guys to actually arrive on campus because they committed so early and they were so young. BYU fans waited years to get those guys. That's not the case with this group. You're going to wait on Dallin Hall. You're going to wait on Richie Saunders. You're going to wait on Tanner Toulson, but you're going to see Matt Harms. You're going to see Brandon Averett. You're going to see Caleb Lohner. You're going to see Gideon George. You're going to see Spencer Johnson. Goodness gracious. That is a recruiting class. So I think BYU, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, if you think they can be an Elite Eight team, I think they could do it. I think BYU's good enough to go as far as they so please this season. It's a better roster than last year's group that was 24-8, number 18 in the country. No questions asked. When you add Caleb Lohner, I don't even think it's a debate anymore. The depth, the versatility on the roster is top-notch. And it's the first time that BYU's had a roster that might be comparable to Gonzaga. Now, when you talk about the starting lineup, and I think Averett and Barcelo are going to start, but man, that's a small backcourt. Gonzaga's got big players in their backcourt, especially to get Kispert back, who can play a little bit of the two. He's a three. He can play a lot of different spots for them. BYU's going to have the opportunity to be big. And Lohner checks in at 6'9". And he's got handles. He could be a two. He could be a three. Heck, he could maybe be the one if you needed him to badly enough. But he could play anywhere from the one to the four. And he's got a smooth stroke. That's one of the best things about Caleb Lohner is he can shoot it from all over the court. Defensively is where I'm going to have questions, naturally, with a freshman, especially with a team that's so, I think, deep. They got so many guys that have had experience at the collegiate level. If Lohner's going to make an impact in year one, offensively, he's top-notch. The defensive end's got to be there for him to have a role on this team in year number one. But it's a good problem to have. Mark Pope, I'll tell you, he has assembled quite the roster, and this recruiting class, to me, is the best recruiting class on paper BYU has signed since definitely the Lone Peak 3, the 2010 class, I believe it was, with Nick Emery and Eric Mika. That was a good class. Then you got TJ Haas as well. Those guys were good. Nick Camry was good for a year. Eric Mika's an all-timer. TJ Haas is an all-timer. There's some other good recruiting classes. 2004 with Lee Kumar, Trent Plaisted, Chris Miles. Those guys were good. 2001 was a good class on paper. It was a top 20 class nationally with Gardner Meads, but it really didn't pan out other than Travis Hansen did produce an NBA player. Then you go back to 1990 with Sean Bradley and what's his name? I'm drawing a blank here on the air. Ryan Cuff. Thank you. Ryan Cuff was a talented guy out of, Bradley was Castledale and Richfield, I believe. I have to go check. But, hey, BYU's had some good classes over the years. This one, though, is the true embodiment of what college basketball is today, though. It's program guys with the Tanner Toulsons, the Richie Saunders, the Dallin Halls, the Caleb Loners. Pair it up with grad transfers that are instant impact and make you older in a hurry. Because remember, without Harms and Averett, you only had one senior. And that was Alex Barcelo, and he's a good senior. He's going to be a leader of this team. But age and experience is what you need in college hoops. So you get the program guys, you get the grad transfers, and then you get the JUCO guys too, and Spencer Johnson and Gideon George to round out your depth. Glowing reviews for Mark Pope and BYU basketball as they can, I think, now take a break. They can take a little bit of a breather. They can take a vacation. You're not going to see stock risers and all these college basketball accounts saying so-and-so player has been contacted by BYU. It's done now. Anything can happen between now and tip-off, sure. You know, anything's possible with dynamic rosters, but the roster is pretty much set, and we got a full roster up on kslsports.com. I broke it down as now Loner is officially a BYU Cougar. Now, here on the program, going to play my interview I had with Cody Feger. Now, this interview took place before the Caleb Loner news, but highlights the excitement in the BYU basketball program as the Cougars are gearing up for a season that could be quite memorable once again. Hopefully COVID doesn't derail it, but it's going to be a very fun season down south for BYU and Mark Pope in this program in 2020-2021. This is my interview with Cody Feger here on the Cougar Tracks podcast.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Cougar Tracks podcast powered by KSLSports.com and KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper here, and BYU basketball is a hot commodity, almost as hot as the temperatures that are rising on the recruiting trail. And they've pieced together a 2020 recruiting class that has Cougar fans excited not only about the upcoming 2020-2021 season, but the future of BYU hoops as a whole. To discuss that future and the eventful offseason that continues to roll on, I'm joined now by second-year BYU basketball assistant coach Cody Feger. Cody, hope you and your family have been safe during this pandemic. How are you doing today?
Yeah, no, I'm doing actually really good. You know, got good things going on. My family is healthy, and you know, my wife is a teacher, and she's at home right now with the kids, and really good things. Good summer so far.
Oh, so she's a teacher. How challenging was that then to be a teacher and try to teach a class remotely? I can only imagine that was pretty unique for her.
Yeah, it was not easy for her. She really liked her class this year, and we also have a 7-month at home, so it was wow. Kind of a we had a lot of Zoom meetings that she had with her students, and I got Zoom meetings with recruits, and you know, we'd be carrying the baby at different times, and you know, it was one of those things where I'd have to keep the video above my neck because we had carrying the baby in kind of a little pack in front of us, you know. So it was just interesting times with this COVID going on.
Well, yeah, it sounds like it's been probably a blessing that you've been able to be home and help her out and the baby. So I'm glad to hear that everyone's safe and healthy, and that's just great news. Again, talking with Cody Feger here on Cougar Tracks, and you kind of highlighted with the Zoom meetings that you have to do because no in-person recruiting or spring evaluation has taken place, but that doesn't stop you guys from handling your business on the recruiting trail. I'm curious, Cody, I mean, what is it that has made the program so successful in recruiting despite not being able to see recruits or families in person?
I think at the end of the day, I mean, you've seen it, right? I mean, just about everybody that was on the transfer portal and things like that, we were on every kid, you know, and if you take enough swings, you're bound to get one of them, or two or three or however it goes. But we took swings with everybody, and we're just not looking for singles and doubles. We're trying to hit home runs and grand slams every time. And it was just every single day making calls, trying to get connections, all different ways we could. And as you know, Coach Polk's kind of motto is being relentless on it. And that's kind of what we did this off season to get so much done.
And you guys have been able to hit some grand slams, and I got to imagine, you know, it's probably been a little bit easier to be in the conversation for some of those grand slams after the successful 24-8 campaign than maybe a year ago, where you guys were kind of trying to still make a name for yourself. Would that be fair to say?
Oh yeah, no, that was a huge part. You know, we were able to sell so many things, and the tradition of BYU. I mean, come on, we're able to sell so much here. You know, with you know, Coach Rose and everything that they've done, and just keep on building on it, right? We're just trying to make it as great as it can get here, and we're just able to build on everything that's happened. And yeah, we had a great year this year, and you know, we couldn't, you know, we are, you know, couldn't sell the tournament or anything like that, but we're selling everything we can. And you know, the fans were ridiculous. Come on, all the Twitter, you know, Twitter wins and Cosmo wins and all that stuff. It's just, we're able to sell all that stuff, and, you know, able to sell Yoli Childs, Jake Toulson, TJ Hawes, Zach Sellius, Dalton Nixon, you know, just kind of the whole program. We're able to sell everything, and it was great that way. The one thing I wish we could have had, you know, is just kids on campus at the end of the day. But it was a great off season in that way, and just being relentless on it. It's just the truth. It was just every single minute of every day working to try to make this program better this year.
Talking with BYU basketball assistant Cody Feger here on Cougar Tracks. And the most recent addition to the class is UVU transfer Brandon Averett. And you guys landed him when you were on the staff at UVU when he was transferring out of Oklahoma State. How excited now are you to have him at BYU and have an opportunity to coach him where he's able to play in games for you guys?
Yeah, Brandon Averett is a really unbelievable kid. You know, he's comes from an unbelievable family, really hard worker. He's somebody these fans are going to absolutely love, just the way he plays. He leads by example. He just works so hard. He, you know, he's an incredible teammate. I mean, what Jake Toulson had the unbelievable tweet about him the other day, where, you know, just talking about how he was a great player on that, you know, redshirt year on that 25-win team at Utah Valley, and how Brandon brought it every day, and, you know, just on, oh, he's just a great player, and he's going to bring so much to this team, just with not only his leadership, but the, you know, everything he does. He's going to be a huge addition.
And it felt like Averett filled maybe a need that you guys had to potentially land another experienced ball handler to go in the backcourt with AB. How important was it to get another seasoned guard in that backcourt?
Oh, it was huge. A guy with an experience that kind of knows our system and plays the right way. I mean, we got two incredible playmakers this year with Alex Barcelo and you know, Brandon Averett. Both, you know, I was lucky to see Brandon Averett millions of times at Utah Valley making plays off the bounce, and then Alex Barcelo obviously had an incredible year too. And both will have the ball in their hands a ton. I saw somebody trying to make kind of like an ABBA? Is that what they're calling ABBA or ABBA or how are they pronouncing that?
Yeah, I think Ava, I think is what they were saying.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. These two guys are going to be, they're both incredible defenders and both unselfish teammates. It's going to be a really fun year with these two, and they're starting to get a great chemistry together already. So.
And what other needs or maybe goals did Coach Pope set out for the program in this 2020 class? Because, I mean, it just kind of, from an outsider looking in, it just felt like, you know, there was any maybe needs you guys had, you accomplished them with this class, and there's a lot of talented players. What were some of the needs, and did you fill those?
Yeah, I feel like we did. You know, obviously losing Yoli and, you know, adding Matt Harms, obviously that's huge for us. And then, I mean, we can go down the line with Hunter Erickson coming in. He's going to be great. Spencer Johnson from Salt Lake Community College is going to be great. You know, Gideon George, you know, he can defend anybody, can really move, really plays hard, really good rebounder. Who else? Brandon Averett. Am I missing anybody? Who am I missing?
Let's see. And then also, I think that's pretty much it. And then, of course, the you guys that were maybe sat out last year, but, you know, for the 2020 signings. And then Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders, but they're going on mission.
Yep, and Tanner Toulson. Yeah, those guys going on missions, exactly. But, yeah, losing that senior leadership that we had last year, and we got guys that can come in here and really help lead this team with B.A., Matt Harms, and, you know, A.B. So, losing that leadership is hard, but we brought in some guys that can really help that way. And then these guys that played last year are going to take another big step up. So we feel really good about the year, feel really good about, you know, where we are right now and the type of kids that we brought in. And I like, you know, everyone's kind of been telling us, and, you know, these guys have been telling us just how great the chemistry is right now with these guys. So that's been awesome.
Well, I'm glad you bring up the chemistry, because I was kind of curious about that, Coach, because with so many new faces and having an off season that's definitely nowhere near what you guys are used to, I mean, has it been, you know, challenging at times to develop that chemistry and camaraderie? Because last year you guys boasted, I think, one of the best locker rooms in America. You guys talked about it, but I think it really was evident with the relationships that were there on the floor. Has that been challenging to orchestrate that chemistry, or are these guys wanting to make that happen still?
Well, the guys, like you said, the guys that had that from last year are like, they're sold on it, right? They are completely sold on it. You know, 1 through 12, who's returning from last year, or 1 through 10 or whatever, who's returning from last year, all those guys are completely sold on it. And when we were recruiting these other guys, say Matt Harms or Gideon, and, you know, and go down the line with Brandon Averett, all those guys wanted to be a part of it. They saw it. They felt it. That's something that we sold to every single one of these guys. They wanted to be a part of the best locker room in America, because they know how much of a difference that makes. Because when everyone's just caring about winning and wants to bring up your teammate, man, that's something special. So that was something that we talked about with every single one of these recruits, and just how important it was. And so that's why we kind of, you know, that was another thing going through this recruiting process with all these guys that we vetted out of other guys, because you can talk to guys and see what they're really interested in and kind of figure that out. Talk to all the people around them. And, you know, there was obviously some guys where we didn't get that we're chasing hard, but there was also guys that we kind of turned away, right? Turned down, because we felt like they weren't the right fit for this program. And being the best locker room in America is something that's so important. And Coach Pope talks about every single day, not only with our team, but our staff, just how important that is.
And one of those guys that fits that, I think, to a T, just based on my limited interaction with him, is Matt Harms. And I'll keep this pretty simple, Coach. I mean, how good is Matt Harms? Because I think that, you know, BYU fans, they maybe look at the height, or they just look at simply the stats and think, okay, maybe he's just a rim protector at best. But it feels like Harms has still his best basketball ahead of him. That's got to be exciting for you guys, getting a player that's got endless ability paired with the size and also the attitude to want to be part of that best locker room.
yeah, that's something that we're really excited about. Is he, you know, he's kind of had that mindset the whole time, and he just wants to become a more efficient basketball player, whether that's scoring 20 a game or scoring 12 a game, whatever that is. That he is just bought into making the right play, and you know, we hear about, you know, just how much juice he brings, and man, he's got a great attitude. He's somebody that these fans are gonna love too. He talks about our fans all the time. It's pretty neat, you know, with all the Twitter wins that BYU Nation had.
Talking with Cody Feger here on Cougar Tracks for a few more moments, and you know, some of that juice that Matt Harms, I'm sure, and other guys are putting on displays through the voluntary workouts. And I know that the coaching staff can't be involved. It's all voluntary. It's on the players. But from what you've gathered or heard, maybe, how are voluntary workouts being conducted with Coach Shork and the strength and conditioning staff, and just how valuable are those for the program right now during a time where maybe other states and other schools aren't able to have those workouts just yet?
Yeah, no, it's really valuable. I mean, our athletic trainer, Rob Ramos, did an unbelievable job, and our administration of making sure our guys could get in here, you know, and all of this COVID, right, is we're taking that stuff really seriously. So, you know, we've got the plan kind of for that. And then just getting these guys together, they're living with each other. They're spending so much time with each other, but that's where they're starting to develop chemistry. Coach Short does an unbelievable job. You know, helping build that too with our guys. So we feel like we're getting a great step ahead, compared to some programs that aren't allowed. And it's been unbelievable. And we got the best kids that want to be here, want to be together, want to get better every day together. And Coach Short has been doing an unbelievable job, with our guys. They are really enjoying their time together, and it's really important right now.
And one of those guys that's definitely putting in the work to try and get better and improve himself is Jesse Wade, and there's been some great stories out there about the work Jesse's been doing hiking up the Y Mountain every single day. I mean, what can maybe Cougar fans expect as far as an outlook on a role Jesse could have next season? Because I know that injury he's coming back from, it's pretty severe, so it's a tough road to hoe still, but what's kind of the outlook for Jesse coming up the next season?
I mean, Jesse, he is a guy that's showing up every single day with a big smile on his face, and he's working as hard as he can. You know, he's just like, whatever the team needs at that moment, that's what Jesse right now is kind of bought into. Whether that's playing 35 minutes a game or 2 minutes a game, I just don't know where that leads up to with him specifically, just because he has had a hard road, but he is battling every day and has a great outlook on it. And he's just like, no, my goal is just to get better every day. You know, that's kind of what he's been doing and working hard in the weight room and all over the place. So, but Jesse, I mean, he's got a great chance because he's been, you know, he started at Gonzaga, transferred here. So he's been in college basketball for 3 years. So he's got a great feel for it. And hopefully he can help some of these younger guys and newer guys. And he's just kind of bought into whatever part of this program that needs to get better. He's going to help that way. And he's had a great, you know, outlook on it. So I'm really, you know, we're just delighted with Jesse right now.
And I'm glad you bring up his former stop at Gonzaga, because, you know, there's a lot of expectations and interest continues to grow for the BYU basketball program, yet probably on the outside, people that are the talking heads are probably not going to pick BYU to win the WCC, because Gonzaga is likely a preseason number one team next year. So I got to ask, Coach, I mean, does it feel like it's the best of both worlds, where exposure and interest is growing, yet maybe the predictions and the forecasters are saying, hey, BYU's probably not going to win any titles next year because of the Zags? I got to imagine you got to like that spot you're in.
Yeah, no question. We love it. You know, we absolutely love it. Now, Gonzaga is an unbelievable program. Yeah. I mean, come on, what Coach Few and what everyone, that place is just, I mean, they've won the WCC, and I mean, they're the best team in the country. Yeah. Year in, year out. I mean, what they're doing up there is unbelievable. And yeah, we're chasing them every single step of the day. You know, that's our goal, is to be the best team in the country. And, You know, we're in a great spot because we just have guys that are just focused on getting better every day, and we're chasing that every single day. And it's in a great spot. Yeah, we feel excited about it, and but that's one of the things kind of we sell our guys on too, Mitch, is just focus on getting better every day, right? Not worried about what's going on outside of what people are saying and what we can't control. Is just like Matt Harmon coming every single day and saying, what can I get better at today? You know, being deliberate on what he's getting better every day. That's a huge focus of ours. But yeah, we're in a great spot. We're really excited about what we have going on.
He's getting ready for his second year as assistant coach on Mark Pope's staff as an assistant coach for the BYU basketball program. He is Cody Feger. Coach, thanks for spending so much time with me, and hopefully get the chance to go to these BYU basketball games this year amid the pandemic. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but appreciate the time, and good luck the rest of the offseason. Hopefully you and the coaches can get a little bit of a vacation in, because you guys have earned it. Is Coach Pope giving you guys some time off coming up soon?
He has, yeah. We actually had a conversation about that a couple of days ago. Love getting away a little bit, which is great. We just, we're starting to look at that right now, and just a little time to get away for a week or so, and just kind of get our mojo and get everything back kind of going, right? Because everybody needs a little time to think and get back, because it has been nonstop even since the season's been out, just recruiting. So I'm looking forward to that time, just to spend some time with my family and put my phone on silent for a second. Yeah. But looking forward to that.
Well, you've earned it, Coach, and the rest of the staff as well. So looking forward to when the season starts up again, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Appreciate it so much.
But I want to see what this BYU basketball team can do, because I think the sky is the limit. For football, I think they could be an 8-win team, and that would be dang good with this schedule. BYU basketball, I think it can do something really, really special, and I want to see that happen for that program, because they're doing things the right way. And I'm really enjoying my conversations with the staff and the way they go about their business, and I think the same with the football program as well. I just think right now, people naturally are drawn to that bandwagon, that winner. And I think the majority of Cougar fans, I think they're kind of drawn to Cougar hoops a little bit more than maybe football this year. That's just kind of my assessment of the situation from my interaction, talking with people, keeping 6 feet away from them via text, via social media. Just kind of my read on the situation. That's going to do it, though, for the Cougar Tracks podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Big shout out to Cody Feger for hopping onto the program and talk with me, breaking down some Cougar hoops. Great insight. And Caleb Lohner, officially a BYU Cougar. To get all the news and notes on that decision, go to kslsports.com. And also listen to Cougar Sports Saturday on KSL News Radio. We break it down. Coming up tomorrow, myself and Matt Biamonte, the news of Caleb Lohner becoming a BYU Cougar. That's going to be on KSL News Radio tomorrow, so don't miss that. We're going to go in-depth on that news coming up tomorrow on Cougar Sports Saturday. So I'll talk to you then. This has been the Cougar Tracks podcast, powered by KSLSports.com.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.